Have you ever felt so hopeless you wondered what the point was of anything? Have you ever felt so worthless you look around and you just see yourself isolated and alone? The human brain is a complex, amazing thing, but for a lot of us, it is also our worst enemy. For myself and Will, mental health is a big thing. We've both experienced it in one way or another, but we are in no way alone. There are countless others out there suffering, and there are also people who have suffered and are in recovery. There's also plenty having to deal with it right now in silence. Because that's the thing with mental health. The stigma and the shame, rightly or wrongly, is still very much there. May the 14th signals the start of Mental Health Awareness Week in the UK, and we, along with some brave individuals, are doing our bit to spread some awareness. Over the week, we will be bringing you 6 episodes in 6 days, all featuring people who have had their own mental challenges, ranging from bulimia to depression and also suicide attempts. None of the interviews and discussions are easy, but they need to be had to fully understand what goes on inside people's brains. But also, more importantly, we get to explore just how incredible sport is as a mental healer. Our first episode is released on Monday, featuring footballer Ruth Fox, the author of The Unseen Battle. On Tuesday, we hear from Sophia Ellis, a powerlifter who has battled bulimia, anorexia, and depression. Next is the host of the Tough Girl podcast, Sarah Williams, before on Thursday we hear from GB Hockey Olympic gold medalist Shona McCallan. On Friday, our guest is 18-year-old footballer Chloe Bellaby, who tried to take her own life before very recently, walking from Leeds to London for the mental health charity Mind. On Saturday, we take a different turn as myself and Will turn from interviewers into interviewees, when we will both open up about our own struggles that we've had throughout our lives. Throughout these episodes, you will hear a lot of common themes. Some of them are very troubling, but also there's a lot of inspiring messages out there as well. But as you go through each individual episode as we release them, we always want you to remember one key thing: that it is okay not to be okay.